Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
842, 18 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. How you doing, Rafael?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay, sir. I'm hot like everybody else, but you know what? Another couple of months, it'll turn cool.
Eventually. Yeah, maybe.
Cooler. Let's talk about the guard leaving. Tell me how effective. Well, first off, let me take a step back. What has the National Guard been doing here in New Orleans, and how long have they been here now?
So they've been here about 8 months. And basically what they've done, they've supported the police department and the state police, allowing the police department and state police, Troop NOLA, to be more impactful. So the National Guard, you know, do not respond to 911 calls. They do not make arrests. But the work that they do has allowed the NOPD and the Troop NOLA troopers to be more impactful in addressing the calls for service, the crimes that are committed, freeing them up to investigate, arrest, and remove from the streets the violent and repeat felony offenders. So they have been an asset, and they will be missed, but they're not going to be gone for long. Mm-hmm. Because the National Guard has historically been deployed in the city of New Orleans for special events, for disasters and things like that. And usually they come back around Thanksgiving time and stay through the New Year's. So, every time we have a Super Bowl, they're here for the Sugar Bowls and all of the big events that the city has. So they have become accustomed to the role that they play in supporting the efforts of law enforcement in this community, and they're a valuable partner.
So what would the average day be for a guardsman or a guardswoman, however you say it, somebody in the National Guard, patrolling the streets, Rafael?
Well, where we've used the National Guard is where they can be most impactful. And that's in an area where they can foot patrol. And the area that's best suited for that, of course, is the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. So along the Canal Street corridor in the French Quarter, there'll be uniformed guardsmen walking along and walking a beat, so to speak. That frees up the police department and the state police to engage in more proactive policing and responding to calls for service. So those guardsmen are a visual deterrent. They're also used to you know, for the barricades in and around the French Quarter as well. Instead of NOPD officers manning those posts, those are National Guardsmen that manage those posts, freeing up the police department and the state police to do other things. So they're a support organization. They don't make arrests, but they allow the people that do make arrests to be more impactful.
So nothing's changed with the number of officers, right, substantially? So I'm wondering why. How are they not going to be missed?
Well, of course they'll be missed. But, you know, crime is down. So crime is down because the police department and the state police are not just doing a better job of arresting people. The types of investigations that they're conducting are allowing the district attorney's office to obtain more convictions. So one of the things that the Metropolitan Crime Commission is, we track every call for service that happens in this city, and we issue reports every week tracking the crime trends. One of the things that we also pay attention to that most people don't is the pretrial inmate population. So those are the people that have been arrested that the district attorney's office is prosecuting. And what we're seeing now is that during COVID, the pretrial inmate population, when crime was high in the city, was about 900 inmates. As we speak today, it's about 1,450 pretrial inmates. Mm. That is an indication that the police department and the state police have been very impactful in apprehending, not just identifying and getting a warrant for, but actually arresting the violent and repeat offenders. And as the inmate population has gone up, we're seeing our crime rates go down in the city. So the police department and the state police are responsible for the reductions, but the district attorney's office is equally as important in imposing consequences on these offenders. But it's become easier for the district attorney's office to obtain convictions because of the quality of the investigations and the evidence that's being presented to prosecutors to obtain those convictions.
So bad guys are in jail.
Absolutely. And that's why crime is down.
Governor saying that the effort of the National Guard along with Troop NOLA made the city its safest it's ever been. Do the stats show that, Raphael?
Well, I think that the stats show that the crime rate began to go down in 2023 dramatically. And the National Guard was here in 2023 and in 2024, but for sporadic special events. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the National Guard is responsible for assisting the police department and now the state police. State police have only been here about 2.5 years, but they've been dramatically impactful. About 20+% of all of the open felony cases in criminal district court are state police arrests.
Wow.
And those arrests are being prosecuted by the Louisiana Attorney General's office, not the district attorney's office. Mm-hmm. Which is freeing up the district attorney's office to concentrate more on NOPD cases. So it's a whole system. And yes, the state has provided resources to New Orleans that no other city in the state obtains. So even though this is a blue city in a red state, you know, the state recognizes the importance of the city of New Orleans, and a lot of the reductions in crime and progress that we made would not have occurred without the support of the state of Louisiana.
Right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Raphael Goyeneche about the National Guard leaving, about crime in the city. Any questions, comments, text him in the 504-260-1870. Specifically, how do you feel about the National Guard leaving and the fact that they were here for the months that they were? Traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Raphael Goyeneche, President of Metropolitan Crime Commission. Raphael, the numbers are great. The momentum's there. How do you keep it going and keep crime down in the city?
I think one of the most impactful tools that law enforcement has available to them is technology. So I talked about the fact that, you know, police department and state police are doing a good job of arresting people. Mm-hmm. But the quality of the evidence is critical to prosecutors, because the standard to arrest is probable cause. The standard to convict is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Video evidence, DNA, ballistics testing. Those are the types of the type of evidence that prosecutors need to convince juries that people are guilty. So I think that one of the most important and impactful tools that's responsible for providing the police with the ability to arrest the violent and repeat offenders is technology. I think the city needs to invest in additional technologies as a force multiplier for the police department and ultimately for the state police as well. The state police have a lot of the technologies that the city of New Orleans don't necessarily have. So I think that technology is the key to building on the momentum and pushing past some. I'm concerned that we may be plateauing out as far as crime reductions, mm-hmm. because the police department at some point in time is not going to be able to do more with less. And the most effective tool that law enforcement can have is going to be technology. And the technology I'm talking about specifically is drone as first responders. Mm-hmm. I think that that would be a game changer for the city of New Orleans, because response times matter. In Jefferson Parish, response times were 5 minutes. Jefferson Parish and Joe LoPinto invested in drones as first responders. The response times have dropped down to 90 seconds or less.
Wow.
And the crime rate has come down. So getting there is critically important. We're trying to hire more officers so that we can get to the calls for service more timely. We're years away from being able to achieve that. Drones can do that, and you don't have to pay overtime to drones. I think it would be, you know, to me, that is the single most important wish item tool that I believe the police department needs to break through the plateau that we're seeing right now and achieve even more dramatic reductions in crime.
What do they do once they get out there, Raphael, the drones in 90 seconds or less?
So those drones are deployed when someone dials 911. That's not the sheriff's office or the police department making decisions to deploy a drone. It's citizens requesting a police officer. Mm-hmm. So when the 911 calls in, the drone doesn't deploy unless an officer is going to be assigned to that crime scene. So the drone gets there quicker and provides visual feedback to the officers, so as they arrive, they can quickly identify and assess the situation while they're en route, and in many instances, it helps them apprehend the offenders because the drone can follow those offenders from the scene of the crime while the officers are arriving.
Flock cameras, we only have a minute left. Talk about those, if we will, and we're going to go into depth in this tomorrow, Raphael. How effective are those, and how prophylactic are those when it comes to crime?
Well, I think they're critically important. I mean, you look at the type of evidence that's necessary to arrest individuals, and, you know, the police department and law enforcement all over the country rely on the information supplied by those cameras, not to track everyone's coming and goings, but to track vehicles that are involved in criminal activity. A lot of the stolen cars are used to commit additional crimes out there. So it's not government trying to follow and account for everybody. There's 20 billion flock scans a month in this country.
We could talk more about it tomorrow. You don't miss that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.